Now that Tanya knows about merging existing duplicate records, she must take the next step to prevent such records from being created altogether. With duplicate management, Tanya can maintain clean and accurate data in her Salesforce organization. Tanya can control whether and when users can create duplicate records. Further, she can customize the logic used to identify duplicates. After setting up duplicate management, anytime a user attempts to save either a new record or an existing record, the duplicate management tools are initiated. First, the record is compared with existing Salesforce records to identify possible duplicates. The criteria used to compare records and identify the possible duplicates are defined by a matching rule. Based on the matching rule, a list of potential duplicate records is returned. A duplicate rule tells Salesforce what action to take when duplicate records are identified. Tanya could choose to block users from saving the duplicate record or allow them to save it. Tanya can further choose to alert the user and choose to allow reporting on the duplicate. Duplicate management is available for accounts, contacts, leads, and custom objects. All other objects, including opportunities and person accounts, are not currently supported. Note that in new Salesforce orgs, the duplicate management feature is turned on by default for accounts, contacts, and leads. Tanya also notes that though duplicate management uses Data.com technology, it does not require a Data.com license. In addition, she learns that when using Data.com duplicate management in Salesforce Classic, duplicate rules run only when users try to save a record, whereas in Lightning Experience, duplicate rules run as users complete fields on a record, so users don't have to continue entering data for a record that's already in Salesforce.